It's my favorite way to do things.
Yeah, I know.
Just make it up as we go.
It's how I write.
I know. I can tell.
What?
By the
way. When have you read my writing?
Don't you remember that one time when I read that one piece of work that you wrote?
I have no idea.
And we ate bagels together.
Yeah, I know this is a fake. This is fake now.
Nope.
Because you've never read anything I've written.
Sure I have.
Name one piece I've written.
That one fan.
No. Which, that wasn't me who wrote that fan fiction.
No, I know. It wasn't that one. It was the
Do you
other
know
one. I know the one you're talking about.
Okay.
Lice. But, no, I'm talking about that one that you wrote that one time.
Well, tell me what's it about.
It's about the one thing.
So what one thing, what does the one thing do?
That one thing.
Sounds like a One Direction song put together.
That one thing does that one thing. We all have that one thing.
Yeah, like, I think there is a song that they're like, you got that one thing.
You got that one thing.
Yeah. It's super vague. That's why it works.
Obviously. Now I'm gonna look it up. One Direction, one thing. Just like Diet Coke.
What? So,
I
know it's been a while since we've potted, and it's because, well, we were waiting on an interviewee.
Because
and
Lauren's just too bored.
No, I'm not too bored.
Do you have the same phone case?
No, we don't. Mine has flowers on the back, and I'm pretty sure yours doesn't.
Mine totally. See, look at all those flowers.
Oh, yeah, I can see all the flowers.
I tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave, because you make my heart race. Shot me out of the sky.
We're gonna get sued.
You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. Yeah, frozen and can't breathe. Something's gotta give now, because I'm dying just to make you see that I need you here with me now, because you've got that one thing. So get out of my head and fall into my arms instead.
Jeez.
I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing, and you've got that one thing.
Oh.
You know that one thing that you got?
You got it!
I need that one thing.
A sleep schedule.
A sleep schedule? I fall asleep sometime.
A stable life.
Fair.
A stable income. There's many things that we all need. Yeah. We had an interview lined up, but there was some weird scheduling error. And then I worked like 43 hours last week.
You're a weird scheduling error.
I don't want to, like, I was going to do one of the your mom insults, but your mom's too nice. I can't insult your mom.
Good.
She's a good person. So, it's lame to throw that back at your face.
Wow, you really got me there, Lauren. You done bamboozled me.
Well, I thought we moved on from third grade insults, but, like...
No, they've just begun.
Are you gonna do that? I know what you are, but what am I?
No.
Okay. That was a good insult back in the day.
I know you are, but what am I?
Why?
Seven, five, five, four, four, 12.
Yeah, that's my social security number.
I feel like your password shouldn't be your social security number.
It's not my entire social security number.
But still.
It's just so I remember it, and it's the numbers are switched around, so.
What's the rest of your social
security number? I'm not telling you on air.
Oh, but in normal, everyday life, you would.
Yeah. I'd get out my social security card. And just
give it to drug dealers.
yeah. Because, you know me, I need my morphine.
Oh, yeah.
I got my passport last weekend, so now I can flee the country whenever I want to.
But it's not like you have money.
Oh, you'd be surprised what a one-way ticket could buy. Wait.
Nope, that's not how it...
That's not how words work. It's easier when it's writing. It's better. But...
I don't know. I read that one story that you had, and it wasn't that great.
You've never...
Sure I have.
All right.
Look. Here. Look at this book that you wrote.
That's not mine. I was just posing it with alongside this candle to me.
This is
a bookstagram.
This is a letter that Lauren wrote.
That is my graduation thing.
Amy was Lauren.
That is not. That's just to affirm myself. I don't. You're reading it upset. I hope
school
you get
a high from graduation. You're upon again. Congratulations. And Everest future, you're in wishes best. That sucks, Lauren.
You're the worst, Blake. Maybe you're just bad at reading.
Society hour of betterment to contribute and challenges.
This is a letter from the Minnesota House of Representatives to me, just informing that I've graduated. Which, there's a whole ceremony for and I don't really need anymore, so you know, it has a nice home in the garbage can.
That was signed by Amy Wozlowak.
I know.
You know how much that would probably go for?
$12.
2 cents.
Oh! Nine.
You'd be generous.
I mean, they probably have stalkers somewhere. Everyone has a stalker.
But state reps legit send mail out like crazy.
I don't believe that.
No, like...
Everyone in politics doesn't care about other people.
If you want to... Because the state reps only have 2 years in office.
Yeah.
So they want to get elected again. So they are, like, really good at...
Mailing things?
At replying to the letters of the people.
I'm bored with this conversation because it involves politics and I hate politics.
No, it's not about
politics. I know that,
it's
but like.
It's just about our government.
I hate our government.
And how.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I do hate our government.
And how our state reps work.
I hate our government.
Yeah, but still, it's how it works.
I know! I've adopted the attitude that Ron Swanson has about government, and I'm okay with that. That makes me uncomfortable.
What are you talking about?
When people crack their neck, I think they're gonna snap it.
Oh, I can only hope.
Please don't snap your neck in front of me. Gosh, that was weird.
What?
I don't know, it was just... You're cracking your back. You know you can turn this on, right?
I know that.
It's on.
I know.
Blake is sitting in my mom's massage chair.
So how's work?
I actually am planning on quitting.
Fun.
Or at least lowering my hours.
You hear that, company in which I'm pretty sure you've said it.
I've said it.
Target.
Target, I hate you. Hear that? Because my boss left last Friday.
I think this should be your formal 2 weeks.
Ain't hear that? And I'm giving you my 2 weeks.
It would be funny if you weren't scheduled in 2 weeks.
Oh my god, that'd be terrible.
You hear that, Anne? Stop scheduling, Laura.
Please, I need the money. Because I haven't applied for that other job yet.
She only works for the money and not the fun experience.
It's not a fun experience.
The fun experience.
It's a horrible experience that I wouldn't wish on anyone.
There's this one thing that I'm doing. It's called like a pyramid scheme or something.
That's exactly what Target is.
Easy money.
They just... What are you doing? That's a pyramid scheme.
I can't tell you.
Are you becoming an Instagram influencer?
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a pyramid scheme.
I am becoming an influencer for some reason.
Yeah, because you have a really active Instagram account.
Yeah. When was the last time I posted?
I think it was for prom or something, because last time you were showing me your bad pictures.
So, May. Good point. May. Of 2019. And it is currently October.
It is. It's spooky month.
I think my first post was in June of 2018.
Congratulations. I don't care.
I don't either.
But you're just...
The second one was the Vegan King.
Gosh, that was the best thing in the world.
And then prom. And that's it.
I'm glad that the Vegan King was your second picture. It's only fair.
Batman!
Okay. You saw the Black Keys a while back, didn't you?
Saw them a week ago.
Oh, really? Was
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a week ago.
How was that? Tell the people your experience.
I really liked Repeat and Modest Mouse.
Tell them about Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse? I love Isaac Brock. So, Isaac Brock has his layout isn't a pedal board.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a ring of pedals around him.
That's terrifying.
Which is the funniest thing to, like, I actually just witnessed the ring of pedals around him. Here, maybe I can find a picture.
Maybe you can make a parody song. Ring of fire, ring of petals.
But, so, actually being able to see that was fun. Repeat was also really good. I really liked them.
I've never heard of them.
I know you have them.
How do you know?
Because no one's ever heard of Repeat.
Okay. Well, tell me about their music,
they're
then.
They're really good. They're...
What kind of music? Do they play Blake?
It was an indie rock band.
Yeah, okay.
Three indie rock bands.
In a row?
Yeah. Repeat, Modest Mouse, and the Black Keys. All indie rock bands.
All hipster.
I'm not gonna say Repeat with some hip-hop artist. Like,
it'd be funnier if it was just smooth jazz.
Yeah. There's a smooth jazz, and then there's some really crazy indie rock, and then there's the Black Keys. I can't find the picture. I really wish I could find
the picture. Okay,
here's one of his earliers. It's a semicircle.
Oh wow.
In this one. So he just has a lot of pedals just around him. But there were more during this concert.
Like
they were around him. And I was like, that is crazy, and I love
it. Did he hit all of them?
I don't know. No. He didn't turn around and hit them.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was fun to watch. Here's a kind of more updated, maybe. Maybe. You can see it's a semicircle, but there's another pedal.
I see that.
Right there.
What a man.
Yeah, he is super cool, but he didn't introduce the band at all. Mm-hmm. He just played like 3 songs, and then he's like, "Are you guys ready for the Black Keys?" And everyone's like, "Woo!"
There's just a lot of confused screaming.
And then at the very end, he's like, "Have a good night," and walks off stage.
What if that wasn't Modest Mouse, though? What if that was just some random guy masquerading as Modest Mouse?
That would be pretty impressive. There's
like being ushered into the situation.
So there's a song that starts with, let's see if I can find the audio clip.
We can't play audio clips on here.
Yeah, we can.
It's illegal.
No, it isn't.
Copyright.
It's like 2 seconds.
Okay, if it's 2 seconds. If it's above 15 seconds, we're fine. I mean, below 15.
We're not making money off of this.
We have one ad. That still counts. We don't want to be sued for all of our $1.60. Here we
go. And Clay and I instantly were like, "Horn intro!" Because there's legitimately a song on this album that starts with that intro.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like it's called Porn Intro.
It is called Horn Intro.
Oh, I thought you said porn.
No, Horn Intro. But there is a song called This Devil's Workday, and it starts with Horn Intro. Cool. So we yelled out Horn Intro.
Okay.
And we had so much fun just doing that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Black Keys were good?
Sure.
Wow!
They were not excited.
Like.
So I couldn't.
Like, they were just chill about it?
They had 21 songs. I didn't want to sit through that.
You didn't stay the entire time?
I did. Okay. But 21 songs and 3 encore songs.
Wow.
That is too many songs for me.
Okay, that's fair.
It would have been cool if Modest Mouse played 24 songs. Because I know Modest Mouse's songs. But all of the Black Keys songs sounded the same.
They don't all sound the same.
Except for the ones that I knew.
Which ones did you know?
I don't know.
I know a few.
Gold on the Ceiling was funny because all of the... They had this, like, light display.
Mm-hmm.
And it was burning in all of our retinas. So...
God showed itself.
Yeah. It was pretty tragic.
There were 9 fatalities.
Yeah, I did not go for the Black Keys.
Interesting. Because I like the Black Keys.
Yeah, I do too. But watching 24 of their songs...
I mean...
...was not interesting.
If you were a fan, would you have been into it?
Maybe. There was this one gal who was right behind us making a commotion. I was like, oh. And she was like right in my ear.
Oh, gross.
Like she whistled. Like the
whistle. Oh, my.
So it was like ear-piercing whistle.
I hate right when here. People do
and
that.
And Clay was like, can I tell her to stop? I'm like, Clay, you
no. Can't. Do the full, like, oh man, Chip Mulaney. You know that bit where he told this 5-year-old to shut up during Lion King on Broadway?
Well, you know, I feel like that would have ruined her night.
No, you could have just been like, are you going to do that the whole show? Like...
Are you going to do that the whole show? She did.
Oh my god! This is why you have to tell them!
Yeah, but I didn't care enough. I was kind of hungry. I didn't eat before that.
The thing is, you have to eat.
I know I have to eat.
You gotta prepare every concert you go to. That's why me and Annie tomorrow night, we're stocking up on Canes.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see... an artist I don't know many songs by, but they're all pretty good. And all of his songs are like 4 to 5 minutes long, so it's gonna be a long time.
Reminded me of the Black Keys. They weren't enthusiastic either!
I
wasn't excited because they weren't excited.
They weren't like Modest Mouse, who Modest forgot Mouse to introduce great. Themselves.
I found Modest Mouse to be comedic, and I really like their songs, so I enjoyed it. Repeat kept on being like, we're repeat, and I'm like, whoa, who are you?
Can you repeat
like,
that?
After every single song, we're repeat from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm like, dude, are you?
I had
That's
no
wild.
Idea.
Guess who we are! Here's a song! We're a pewter bee! So I really loved that.
We're a pewter bee!
Yeah, I wish I was exaggerating. But it seemed,
seriously?
It seemed like... I wonder how many songs they have. Because they have like an EP. They don't even have a full album.
I think, like, some of the openers for concerts are actually the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man. Who was it? The band that opened for Hozier back in June was this band called Balin, and it was 2 brothers, 1 sister. And their set was, like, nothing. There was nothing fancy, because they weren't a big band. There was just this one block...
They have, like, 6 albums.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
But there was, like, 1 amp block that had duct tape spelling out the name of the band on it. And one of the guys just went, yeah, that's my handiwork. And that's all
they
we need.
They have 2 actual albums.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Well, look. The Black Keys.
Wow.
Underrelated artists.
Who knew? That's crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm not the biggest fan of what's his face of the Black Keys. I think
look up
Matt.
Matt.
The frontman.
Hmm.
Dan, that's his name.
That's pretty far off from Matt.
No, it isn't. They're both generic names.
They're both spelled the same.
Patrick's my favorite. Because Patrick just reminds me of Bryce. The way he...
How? How?
Hey, Siri. Patrick Carney.
Patrick James Carney is an American musician and producer.
I know he is.
Carney serves as the drummer for the Black Keys, a blues rock band from Akron, Ohio. He is currently based in Nashville, Tennessee.
I know. Wow. He's got a sibling named Michael. Did you know
okay.
that?
No.
Did you know
why,
that?
Why does Michael? He remind you of Bryce?
Because he just does. I mean, wait, I need a...
Was he the most enthusiastic out of all of them?
No.
Wow.
He was just fun to watch. Also, they had, like, a video. See, he just kind of reminds me of Bryce. Look at him. He's a very Bryce-looking dude.
No!
Yeah.
He actually kind of looks like... kind of look... in the face. He kind of looks like Rob.
Yeah.
Like, he's just wearing... like, Rob's just wearing glasses and a wig.
But, like, the way he drums, he's slouched.
That would remind you.
Somebody. Probably.
Gosh, you're mean.
So, yeah, it was funny. Yeah, I don't know. He just kind of reminds me of Bryce.
Why are you still looking at pictures of him?
Because he looks like Bryce.
I think Gracelyn ought to be concerned with the number of male names you type into Google.
He's 6'3", just like Bryce. Bryce is 6'1".
Shut up.
Maybe 6'2".
Why are you being mean to him?
Wow, he's 39 years old, just like Bryce.
Shut up!
Wow, he's a drummer for the Black Keys, just like Bryce.
You're so mean to him.
Wow, he had two wives and a partner, just like Bryce.
Whoa, I didn't know about that.
I love how Emily Ward is known as Patrick Carney's ex-wife.
Who is Emily Ward?
Patrick Carney's ex-wife. Who else?
Someone relevant?
Michelle Branch, American singer-songwriter. Denise Gromas, a writer. Emily Ward, Patrick Carney's ex-wife.
That's horrible! No one should ever be just known as someone's ex-wife.
I feel like Emily Ward doesn't have anything interesting going on, though.
Look up Emily Ward.
I did.
Seriously?
Yeah. Emily Ward brings up nothing but Patrick Carney's ex-wife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, look. He kind of looks like Bryce. Wait, here.
Why?
I saw it
in a bit.
We've gotta find a picture that best reminds of the Bryce foreclosure.
You know, Bryce is gonna...
Look, see? Cunning.
One day Bryce is gonna get super mad at you for talking about him constantly on the podcast.
Here, I'm gonna post on the Instagram right now.
Side by side pictures.
Side by side comparison of the Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney and Bryce Forsyth.
Just caption it. Do these two look alike?
No, I'm not gonna caption it anything.
Oh.
I'm just gonna.
I'll go into it later and edit.
No, you can't. You have to keep it just like this. I've gotta find the... Oh, here we go. This picture compared to that picture.
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Oh my god! This is really disturbing for me!
Why? Because your boyfriend looks like Patrick Carney?
No, the fact that you're so interested in it. You're like heavily invested.
Yeah, because I am pretty sure that they're the same person.
Do you think they're related?
No, they're the same person. I think that Bryce has a long lost cousin or something named Alex.
What?
Because they act the same. Alex and Bryce do.
I have no idea who Alex is.
I know you don't.
Are you talking about from the Arctic Monkeys?
No, I'm talking about Alex Forsyth.
I am very confused.
I know you are. But what am I? I should also put in the picture of Ruben.
So the sunglass picture?
Yeah, so it really throws people off.
You know, Ruben follows our podcast.
And Dax Shepard.
No, you should find the one where Dax Shepard is shirtless and in overalls.
I've got it.
Wait. Okay, I know you're not going to post a caption, but think about this caption. Top men of the year, vote now.
Which one should I do? I feel like it's gonna be funnier when someone goes through my camera roll and sees Dax Shepard shirtless.
I hope that it's Gracelyn.
Oh, she would.
She, like, especially last night, your search history.
What about my search
history? You were looking up, topless pictures of Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
And just studying them.
I appreciate the male form.
I say you do more than appreciate.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Like, here, this is a picture of...
Wait, I want to see.
Can we put this one? You like this one?
No! I think, yeah, you should put that on. You should put that on the...
Okay. Alright, and then Dax Shepard without his shirt. And then...
Top 5 men of the year, vote now.
Is it 5?
I don't know if it's 5.
I think it's 4.
4? Top
Patrick.
4 men of the year, vote now. You know, Ruben's gonna see this post and he's gonna be like, I didn't ask for this.
It's okay. Should I tag people now?
Yeah.
Should I tag Patrick Carney?
Yes.
Officer Patrick Carney. That's his Instagram.
Okay.
And then... Kermit the Frog.
What?
For Bryce's picture.
You could just make him an Instagram.
No, I'm tagging Kermit the Frog for Bryce's picture.
Why?
And then Dax Shepard. Alright. It's posted.
What about Ruben?
Oh, Sexiest Man Alive magazine.
Whoa!
Look at this. There is no difference!
Stop! This is weirding me out!
There is no difference!
This is weirding me out! Stop!
They're seriously... They look the same!
Bryce has shorter hair.
Well, yeah! That's about it! This picture was probably taken in 2008 when it was cool. And then there's Ruben and Dax.
You cut off Dax Shepard's head. You were too enticed in his
in his abs.
In his abs. Yeah. In the male form.
I'll delete this post.
Don't delete it.
I'm deleting it.
You just went through all that hard work.
No, because I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
We're going to do this all over again. And better. Should I also put a picture of a sea otter?
No! I'm trying to think of who else...
Should I do the guy from the...
Yeah. Tag Chris Evans in that one.
I feel like...
What?
I feel like tagging Chris Evans... in a picture like that.
I feel like it's only right.
Imagine him actually going through all the photos that he's tagged in and be like, huh, this is kind of, oh, that's me.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that man.
I'm looking.
Just look at how muscular he is. Look at that.
I see how muscular he is. Dang.
Look at those pectorals.
Even his pecs have abs.
Wow, like legit.
He has like a 9-pack. And he's not that bulky.
No, you don't need to be bulky, Lauren.
Okay, I know nothing about the male physique.
I know you don't. You decided to date that one.
You're so mean.
I mean, that one.
Shut up. You know, Bryce one day is gonna, like, snap.
I hope he does.
Like, I hope it's on the podcast.
That would be kind of funny.
he'd like toss a trash can and then say, Blake, I'm so done with all of your sh-. And then.
Whoa.
We'd cut out for a commercial break.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
I had a customer come in. Actually. I had a customer come in who got 3 sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
3 egg sandwiches. They're not fun to make.
Oh.
But I was on sandwich today.
Oh, that's rough.
So, and then he has the audacity to be like, so where are my sandwiches?
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Dude! I'm making them!
You want them fresh, not like, not moldy like McDonald's.
My coworker Matt was like, hey, are those sandwiches coming? I'm like, yeah.
Eventually.
Like, real soon, because I was pretty much done. And then we had 3 other sandwiches come in with 2 eggs. Our egg machine only makes 6 eggs.
That sucks.
So... they used all of our eggs.
You know, tomorrow I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna
don't order
an egg sandwich.
Do it, I dare you, actually.
I have work tomorrow at 8, so maybe. Well,
I work at 7.
It works. It works out just fine.
You can come on in. You can be like, before any of the rushes come, you can be like, I want 12 farmhouses. No hash brown bagel.
Why no hash brown? Hash brown's good.
Sub for... Trying to think of what the worst bagel to cut would be. Probably hash brown. Cinnamon sugar.
Oh my god.
Because toasting those pieces of crap is terrible. Do you know how bad that is?
That's why I don't work with food.
Cinnamon sugar tends to, you know, get hot.
Yeah, I know.
So if you freaking toast it...
It gets hot?
It gets hot, and you burn your head. I was burned 5 times.
You should just quit and come work at Target.
No, why would I do... You're the one wanting to quit from Target.
Everyone wants to quit. Ruben's been saying he's been wanting to quit for, like, since I've known him. Like, since I met him, probably the first thing he said to me was, I want to quit.
Probably.
But he doesn't have the guts to do it. Did I tell you that Ruben met Gracie? The Gracie Johnson?
The Gracie Johnson?
Yep.
My favorite sister?
Wow, that hurts, but okay.
I mean, my second favorite sister.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Right behind Grock.
Oh my gosh! Oh.
And then you.
Thank you.
Like, right after Brooke.
Wow! I'm... Okay.
Just kidding.
Fine.
Wait.
Not like our friendship means anything.
Whoa. Hey, watch it now, buddy.
But I introduced them, and I said, Gracie here goes to, you know, her school. The same school that Ruben
graduated
from. And he just goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he starts swearing.
What a guy.
And we just came from church because my mom needed me to pick up something. And then he goes, you know, you don't know the real Lauren. You only get the PG version of her.
It's true.
Shut up.
Gracie, if you're listening.
Yeah. And like, it was really funny because, like, Ruben didn't know that I do church things, even though everyone else knows that. But. What are you doing? That's weird.
I'm thinking of ordering, like, wireless headphones, but then I realize that I don't have a need for them, but I keep on looking at them. I'm like, these would be nice to have. I don't need them.
I know.
But they would be nice. I need a desk and a nice chair, though. Because I want to, like, do work.
What work would you be doing?
I don't know. Some sort of work. I want to be comfortable. Because my current...
Continue. Just talk up.
Hello, people. Ah! So, you know how we had that discussion on how we're going to kill Lauren? So, we're gonna go to the...
What?
Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
Are you planning my murder?
No, I'm not. Why would you think that?
Well, I just tripped up the stairs, and I'm pretty sure I slipped on your Blake's murder plan.
Nope. The sheet of paper that says Blake's murder plan that I didn't hide.
It was a part of the murder plan.
What was I talking about?
Wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about my desk.
Okay, so why would you need a desk?
I just want a desk.
There's no harm in that.
Exactly. Because, alright, so my current... I'm gonna use your bed as an example.
Okay!
My current...
My bed is out in the middle of my basement because we're painting my room.
So my current... The current way I sit... If this was the wall, this is how I sit.
Uh-huh.
For using my computer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good for anything.
No.
Because it puts strain on my neck. So I'm thinking, if I invest in a nice desk, like a nice $2 desk, and a nice chair that's like...
You're gonna have to hit up some garage sales, Sonny. Yeah.
Well, it's... I don't have any things to pay off. Like, I'm not going to school.
I switched schools, though. I'm still paying stuff off, but I'm... It's less.
But yeah, I'm not going to school. I swear, I've been...
So why do you need a desk?
Because!
What if you want... Okay, are you gonna write?
No, why would I write?
It's what you do!
What idiot writes?
Idiot planning for National Novel Writing Month right now?
What kind of loser does National Writing Month?
No, National Novel Writing Month.
Oh, excuse me.
It's called NaNoWriMo. It takes place in November.
And you make fun of the weeaboos?
There's a difference. I make fun of TikTokers, and you know why.
I don't know. You kind of... I feel like if they were to make fun of you, they have a reason.
It's a wonder I wasn't beat up as a child.
Yeah, really.
Because I was really nerdy.
You should have seen Bryce.
I did.
Yeah, I know you did. Woo!
I had a crush on him then, too.
I don't know how.
You're so mean.
I'm only talking to Bryce here. Hey, Price, I just want you to know. I don't know, actually. Also, this is really risky, but the plan to kill Lauren is still on. We're gonna go right outside her bedroom door.
Oh my god, no! No!
Which is located on... Sempress Yao 6624 Okua, Minnesota 83055. It's gonna be funny. So, Lauren,
welcome back from commercial break.
So
the weirdest commercial in the world.
I just had to. Yeah, talk I don't even Bryce. Know what that was advertising, actually.
Killing wait, me.
This was brought to you by Colgate. for whiter smiles that don't need bleach for the other things that you're gonna bleach.
My hair?
Yeah, sure.
Because I
want to
dye it again?
Whatever you think.
What color should I dye my hair? Should I dye it a wacky color?
No.
Like blue? Or green?
Do you want me to respect you in any way?
I strive for respect, but...
Then don't do blue.
I don't care about your respect, to be honest.
Oh, then go do blue. I'm just kidding.
You know,
Lauren.
Bryce wouldn't treat me this way.
Well, yeah, because I'm not Bryce.
Maybe I should do this podcast with Bryce.
Yeah, you should. That would be kind of funny and terrible.
Wow!
Look, it's a... It's
my dog's bed.
Exactly.
Why are you laying in my dog's bed?
Because it's just a beanbag chair.
I know, but she wants it dragged everywhere with her.
Well, I would too.
And she like likes... She likes it to be fluffed up, so when she's... So she has to be like... carried into the bed because she can't jump in it. She's really pathetic.
That's
I can
weird.
See why you want to kill me.
I never said that I wanted to kill you, Lauren.
You said you had a plan. I saw the list.
I like. Don't have a plan. Why do you think I have a plan?
I don't know. Maybe it's because... Maybe I should start working nights. I wouldn't have to deal with...
Guess that makes it even easier.
Shut up! I'm not a Drew Shadeen.
You didn't hear anything.
I heard everything.
No.
So, so I got Venus flytrap.
Did you just close all of its mouths?
Mm-mm. Just Watch the this. One that has a...
Watch this. If you... Just stick your hand here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not big enough. This one.
Yeah.
I think that one's dead.
No, it sets off a timer.
I know it does. But I definitely set it off. Because if, Lauren, if
it's
you...
It's not dead. I've been keeping it.
Exactly why it's dead.
Stick your tongue in.
Wait, this one doesn't have triggers.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
If you... They do. There's a fly in one of them. In the biggest one.
Oh, I see that.
It...
Do you have, like, a pencil?
No.
Shut up, you're a writer. I know you have a pencil.
Just berating me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why are you doing that? Oh my gosh. Give me back Seymour.
Seymour Butts.
Shut up, that's not his full name.
What's his full name?
Just Seymour.
Seymour Butts.
No. It's from Sudden. It's Little Shop of Horrors.
So I... Hey guys, this is Blake. Today we're reviewing my antidepressants.
How are your antidepressants?
I don't know. But I just ran out of them.
No.
So I have to refill... Or something.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my doctor because I can just message him on this app.
Called.
And I could be like,
Yo, Dr. Doc. I need the happy pills. So sign me up.
I'm like, hey, as long as you are not having side effects, I think continued use of at the same dosing would be fine. Have you noticed any improvement or changes? I feel as if there's been some improvement.
Whoa, what's that supposed to mean?
Good to hear. Then I would stay at the current dosing, and then I'm like, so what do I do?
So what's the current dosage?
50 milligrams.
I didn't expect you to tell me.
Yeah.
But that's...
Of sertraline.
Pretty good.
I don't know when or where I can refill.
If you look no further than a pharmacy.
No, I know that. But it says 2 refills by September 10th, 2020.
There's like... Where do you normally go?
Walgreens.
Then it's there.
I know that.
That's how, then you pick it up, then you take it.
Yeah. But does that mean I only have two refills?
No. It shouldn't.
What the heck does two refills by September 10th, 2020 mean?
I think that's... That might be... No, that doesn't make any sense. I'd talk to your doctor about that. Because you're only to refill up two times before that date? The next
year?
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
And it says cannot be refilled.
Why? That's weird.
So I'm kind of expecting him to text or message me tomorrow. Because I'm on my last pill. So.
That's risky business. I've been...
Well, it's not really, because I can miss dosages without it having an effect on me. I'm pretty sure I can just get off of it and it wouldn't affect me.
See, that's totally different from my Adderall.
Well, yeah.
Because that's basically meth.
Focus
meth.
But my doctor was like, oh yeah, you can... go on or off of this whenever you like.
Oh, that's some people, good.
Some people only need it for like a month. Some people need it for longer. And you can just get off and not on it whenever you need. I'm like, sick. Cool.
Sick, rad.
Sick, nasty, bro. And so I'm like, oh, so not an opioid. And he's like, no.
An opioid. I mean, yes.
Just like not an opioid. And I'm like, exactly.
Just like not an opioid.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. Oh, our buddy Clayton Thomas O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Got in a car accident.
I saw.
Yeah.
Like, how bad... Is
how
he okay?
Bad?
Well,
is
I saw
it?
The story.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, is he okay?
No, he's dead.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, he's
wild fine. Turn of events, posting from the grave.
No, if you see whatever happened, only happen right there.
Your knee is blocking photo.
It only happened right there.
Yeah.
So a car must have like. Hit it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't affected at all.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that...
Well, I mean, trauma, but you know.
That, and I'm assuming that the airbags went off.
Yeah.
But he might be feeling some sort of... I like this old man in the background.
That's creepy, Blake. You can't just walk around studying old men.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying there's just an old man. That's a Ford Focus right there.
Why?
Because.
Why do you know that?
Because I can tell. Because it looks like my car, but it's got a different grill.
What car do you have again?
A Ford Fiesta.
Okay, because... My dad and I were arguing about what it was called, and I don't remember what my dad said, but he's like, it's not called a Fiesta, is it?
Yeah, it's called a Fiesta.
I'm pretty sure it's a Fiesta. Or maybe he was talking about a different car. Car gurus? Discuss in comments. Oh, did I tell you about what happened? Corporate came to visit Target.
Oh, really?
And, you know, me, Ruben, one of my bosses, Alex, we were all just, like, you know, messing around.
Mm-hmm.
My other boss, this was, like, the week she was leaving. So she bought us a bunch of food in the fitting room.
So oh, no, be, that like, was also Fiesta.
What?
That was also Fiesta in the picture.
Oh, okay.
Either that or it was a Fusion. Okay. Because they've got thicker.
But, oh my gosh, you're still on that? Anyways, We were, my other boss, Deborah, told us to fold one of the tables.
So what about Deborah folding the table?
Oh my gosh. Oh, we're starting a second one.
No, we aren't.
I literally see you holding my phone.
We're not listening.
Put down my phone.
We're not listening to your corporate story.
It's just me and Ruben messing up.
Well,
basically,
when doesn't that happen?
Every time we don't work together. But basically, Deborah gave us food for that week. Corporate was coming. My other boss, Alex, she had a juice box in hand, and she put it under one of the pants I was folding as corporate came around, and she ran off, leaving us to defend for ourselves. Did you pause it?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Because I saw you touching my phone, and I have no idea why. Are you trying? What are you doing? Put down my phone!
What? What, Lauren?
Put down my phone. You're not allowed to touch my phone anymore. Oh my god.
I airdropped her a picture of Dax Shepard shirtless.
I thought you were changing my background. No! No!
Wow, that would have been a good idea, actually. I'm tempted to change mine to Dax Shepard shirtless.
Just your home screen and your lock screen.
No, my lock screen is him with a shirt.
Yeah!
So it's like... Wait, I want to add a flag. No, I want to add a flag.
Why? Here. No, you don't. Lauren, you don't. Lauren. I can add the flag myself. Lauren,
no,
I can add.
No, I want to add a flag, Lauren.
I can add the flag myself. Sit down.
No, you can't.
Maybe I should become a teacher.
No, you
shouldn't. I'm so. Why?
Give me. I'm pretty sure I can kill someone with my car keys.
That's what I think.
Feel how solid that metal is.
You could use it as a beer opener.
That's what I thought it was as soon as...
That's what I thought it was, too, and I got confused.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, whoa, it's a beer opener on my keychain.
In my family, anything can be a beer opener. Seymour is...
Oh, I want to see Seymour.
Why?
I want to see more.
Oh, you're gonna use...
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck trying to dissolve this one. We have another Venus flytrap upstairs.
He's also dead.
You get that one. The big one.
But he's dead.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is, Lauren.
He's not dead.
What? Did you not believe me? It only needs two triggers.
He looks the healthiest. Maybe because your key is killing him.
No, it is. Oh.
That's the one with the fly in it.
I know.
I can open it up.
That's weird.
Well, it was open before. I was the one who closed it. Don't. I didn't do my, you know that my My face ID is just me not smiling. It's 7. Can I have that back? Just give it back!
Got it.
Jeez, why?
Do it. I dare you.
You don't even know what I'm doing. Yeah, the crap.
Welcome to Lauren's trying to open my face ID.
No, you're in my phone!
How did you know?
Dang it, it wasn't 0000.
No, why would it be 0000?
You seem like a simple man, Blake.
I'm not an idiot. If only you paid attention to my life, then you'd know what it is.
Is it Graceland's birthday? Yes. Because I don't know what that is.
All right, Lauren.
I know it's in October.
You're going to love this.
No, please. I'm going to kill you! I had that picture of the chickens on a year and over a year! Give it back!
Wait, I've got to show Grok this. We're going to get a live reaction. No, stop. You can't freak out. Jeez,
Louise. Ben, you tried to kill me!
Oh, Grace isn't
down here. Where's
no.
Grace? Can you get Grace?
No.
You're Jackson.
I'm incapable.
I want you to see your sisters. Maybe if we clear notification. Look at your sisters.
Question mark? He changed my background.
No, I didn't change it. She's just covering up the fact that this is her background.
Lauren, you're a disappointment.
Shut up, Jackson.
That's all.
Are you guys done recording or something? Not yet. We just wanted to show Grace. Stay.
So Lauren almost died.
For like the 53rd time. It was
almost a win.
Can I have...
Why would you...
Why can I have my phone back?
Why would you get your phone back?
Please, I have an important business to be attending to.
Wait, we've got a... Where's anything in your phone? You have literally messiest. Oh, here we go.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, wait. I can probably just do that. And then.
What are you doing?
Nope, that's not what I want.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're making me mad.
And then we're going to, do you have a picture of Bryce?
I have a few.
Only a few?
Yeah. They're probably in my Google Photos.
And then, oh, here's a great picture of Bryce.
Shut up, that's Dax Shepard!
I have the best idea.
Oh, no.
I have Photoshop. Photoshop Express isn't good.
Okay, I know that, but just let me live, okay? Can I have my phone back? Please?
Because, Photoshop... You don't even...
What? What?
What?
Honesty is the best policy, Lauren. Did you know that? Did you know that this recording is 10 minutes of nothing?
It is. And what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You did everything to my phone.
I think you should keep it as Dex Shepherd for a little while. Are you texting Bryce? How do you not know my didn't you know that my password is the Chinese?
It's the Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot. What did you do?
I'm just calling you out.
I like how Bryce is the peacekeeper between all of them. He's not. He just passive aggressively takes my side. I'm changing this. This is horrible. Can't believe you did this to me, Blake. Top 10 anime betrayals.
And then we're gonna get a picture of Bryce.
Oh, should I make my lock screen Ruben and this other guy from work feeding each other cake?
No, keep this Dax Shepherd.
Should I make it the buff mannequin?
I think Dax Shepherd.
That looks like Dax Shepherd.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Blake.
I want you.
Never a good way to start a sentence.
To I'm gonna quick Photoshop something.
I'm so. I can't believe you.
And I kind of want you to. Here we go. Will you make this your background?
I hate you! I actually. You should make that your background.
I'm going to. I'm doing it.
I fixed my lock screen, but I still open it and it's Dax Shepherd. It's Dax Shepherd's all the way down. Is that how we should end this?
Sure. I'm sending into the group chat a certain picture of the hunky spunky.
Poor Bryce. He does not deserve to be objectified this way.
Oh, he's not being objectified. Dang.
Stop! You are being so mean. Gosh.
No, I'm not. I'm just proving that Bryce is a hunky spelunky.
It's Dax Shepherd all the way down. Good night, folks.